Hi everybody, Julian here. Welcome to another episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. It's been a very busy week for us at Zika's Guitars because we had some amazing recording sessions with some amazing artists, and I will let you know next week about that recordings and what you can expect. Let's jump straight into some of your comments. Michael Turner writes, "Whilst they all are beautiful instruments, the sound of the Delarue is simply outstanding." I agree. A lot of you in the comments were very impressed by the sound of the Delarue because of that long, sustained and detailed sound. Vancouver KZ writes, "Hi, Julian." Who is Julian? I'm Julian. "Thank you for the weekly guitar meeting on YouTube. You are very welcome. My first choice is Delarue." Okay, Google writes, "Welches Mikro benutzt ihr für die Gitarren?" It means, which microphones are we using for the guitars? We use... Let's begin with the guitars of this week because I think we have some of the most beautiful made guitars I have ever seen at Zika's Guitars since I'm here. The first guitar of this week is made by one of the most highly regarded luthiers from USA, Stephen Connor. This guitar is just beautiful. It's a piece of art. We have a lot of beautiful and small details in this guitar, which I will show you. And first of all, we have a bear claw, European bear claw spruce, and in the middle we have a cedar top. We have Indian rosewood back and sides, and in the middle of the back and in the middle of the sides we have a piece of maple. And this is a double top model. It's called Sueño en la Floresta. It means dreaming in the forest. We have a sound port here, and the fingerboard of this guitar is elevated. What a beautiful guitar, but let's see how it sounds. Wow, I can notice directly three very good points. The first thing is the guitar is very, very balanced. It's very linear and equal, and it feels very comfortable to play. The second thing is that the sound is very round and smooth. It's a very modern sounding guitar. And the third thing is, it's very loud. It's a very deep resonance guitar, and I love this kind of guitars, this kind of sound. Wow, you have also a lot of beautiful colors. You have so many different possibilities to create different sounds. This guitar is a special one. As you can see, this is a 10 strings guitar made by a very well-known German guitar luthier, Dieter Müller. It's a brand new guitar from 2022, and this is a double top guitar. But actually, it's so light. When I was taking this out from the case, I thought, okay, it will be a heavy guitar, but it's actually really light. I will just try to play a few tones on this guitar. If you want to see a very good video of this guitar, you can search on YouTube Moran Vasa. He plays exactly the same guitar. It's the same model, not this guitar, but it's the same model. And he just plays incredible, and you have a better sound idea of the guitar. Because for me, it's a big success if I can play just on 6 strings. And 10 strings, I can't handle it. I'm sorry, I'm just struggling to find the right strings. It's like driving with a car, but you have suddenly 5 pedals instead of 3. But what I notice is a very big sound and a very good sustain and a lot of overtones. Like a harp. I really would recommend to watch the video of Moran Vasa, and it will help a lot if you are interested in such a guitar, which is if you can play such a guitar, it's a great thing, because you have so many new possibilities to play a piece. So let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is made by a Spanish guitar luthier who is, I think, now based in Italy. At least in the recent years, he was living in Italy, in the Genoa. And his name is Miguel Angel Gutierrez Garcia Calvo. I have to check. Yeah, it was right. And this is a very light guitar. It's a lattice-braced guitar. Brand new from 2022, and we have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. We have also some beautiful details in the head of the guitar. I hope you can see that, maybe like this. And yeah, I am very curious about the sound. It has a very nice traditional sound and very bright. I think you can agree with me on that. And also a lot of beautiful colors. Thank you. nice sound. It has a very charming and gentle sound, and I like the colors a lot. Let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar which I want to share with you is, first of all, a very beautiful one. It's made by a very famous German guitar luthier, Otto Rauch. And this model is called Domenico Montagnana. And I think he was a violin or cello maker. And as add-on, this model is the Sleeping Beauty. And this is a very special model with the finest woods. We have a cedar top and very beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And this is a double top model. This is a Balsa double top model, brand new from 2022. It's very light, and I have the feeling this guitar will sound amazing. Wow, what a sustain, great balance and a beautiful tone color. Very gentle and charming, with a lot of core in the sound. Wow, what a beautiful and great sounding guitar. Great balance, resonance, and oh my god. This is somehow like a guitar which you have to discover. You need to invest a little bit more time in this guitar and you will suddenly discover a lot of things. Thank you. congrats to Otto Rauch for such a great guitar. I love it. And we have still two guitars left. So with this guitar, I would like to start like this, because this is amazing. Look at it. This guitar is made by Rafal Turkowiak. He's famous for his very beautiful guitars with a lot of details, which you can find in every corner of these guitars. And this is a brand new guitar. It has the number 462. It's from 2022. And we have a cedar top and amboina burl back and sides. I didn't know that wood, but now I do. And it's beautiful. We have an arm set here. We have an elevated fingerboard, and we have a small hole here, which should have a small impact on the sound of the guitar. Yeah, I have the feeling that I have forgot something about this guitar because there are so many details, but I think that's it. And this model is called Black Diamond. So let's see how it sounds. This guitar has a very long sustain in the middle range. The sound of the guitar is more bright than round and dark, I would say. It's a very guitar with it's a very unique sounding guitar. It sounds different than other guitars, especially in the frequency range. And yeah, so let me know about your opinion. I'm very curious about that. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. The last guitar of this week is made by Armin Hanika. This is the Natural Torres Cedar model, and it has a shorter scale. It has a 63 centimeter scale, so it's very easy to play. And we have a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's play some notes on it. Thank you. good sustain. Let's see how it sounds in the higher positions. It's a very good balanced guitar, and especially because of the shorter scale, it's very easy to play. So this was the last guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please let me know about your opinion, what guitar sound for you the best. So have a nice weekend, take care, and see you next week.